niño, por favor. ¡Qué maravilla! ¡Abuelito!
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que lo viste?
¡Quiet! ¡Listen to me! It was a terrible thing. You're not going to believe me, even when I tell you. Some say it is a story, a fairy tale. But I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes.
Oye, mi amor, pórtate bien.
¿Tú también?
Pues claro.
Te extrañé anoche, mi amor.
Yo no soy tu amor.
Gracias.
Sí, buen trabajo.
Oye, ¿te vas? Vas a ver tu hermano. Él dice que yo le rompo el corazón.
¿Lo haces?
No.
Sí.
Let's go.
No, me estás llamando mentirosa.
María, ¿qué estás haciendo? ¡Las cabras! ¡Que se escapan las cabras! ¡Mira que se escapan las cabras! ¡Ven, ayúdame!
Dos hermanos y una mujer. Problema.
Eso es seguro.
Abuela, mira. Qué cara. Mira. Claro, mira el agua. La lluvia. Qué raro.
Las cabras. María.
Mulder, this happened how long ago?
3 días. Muy increíble, no?
Only the smell. Mulder, you brought me out here under the pretense of investigating an unexplained death. Can you tell me why we're standing out here in the middle of a field looking at a dead goat?
Well, according to eyewitnesses, the death we're investigating was preceded by a 14 event.
That's a highly unusual or infrequent meteorological phenomenon, also known as a transient.
A transient?
Yeah. Witnesses described a bright flash about 30 degrees off the horizon. Then a hot yellow rain fell from a cloudless sky. Fortean researchers call these liquid falls. Black and red rains are the most common, but there have also been reported cases of blue, purple, and green rains.
Purple rain?
Yeah, great album. Deeply flawed movie, though.
Lola, this transient, as you call it, this bright flash in the sky, I assume you think it has some connection to it.
14 events have been linked to alien encounters. Cattle mutilations, the kind of exsanguinated animal carcass you were just looking at.
And the victim, Maria Durantes, does she die in a similar fashion?
I would assume so.
You assume? Nobody's examined the body?
Nobody cares, Scully. The victim and many of the witnesses are illegal immigrants, migrant farm workers. I thought it might be important to talk to them before they migrated.
What do you want?
We want to know what happened to Maria Durantes. Does anybody know what happened to Maria Durantes? Did anybody see anything?
El Chupacabra. That's what happened to Maria Durantes.
El Chupacabra?
Yeah, it's a Mexican folktale. El Chupacabra, the goat sucker. It's a small gray creature with a big head and a small body and big black bulging eyes.
Sí. Light. Then rain. Then el chupacabra. It comes and eats away Maria's eyes and face.
Did you see the chupacabra?
No. But everyone here knows this is the truth.
This woman's a liar. There is no chupacabra. Chupacabra is nothing but a story told to children. I know the killer of Maria Durantes.
Who would that be, sir?
It's my brother, Eladio Buente. He killed Maria because she loved only me.
How do you explain the yellow rain, then, and the dead goat over the hill?
It is a trick. For fools who believe in fool superstitions.
Thank you, Mr. Buente. You've been very helpful.
Sense, Scully.
It makes perfect sense, Mulder. Admit it, you fell for it.
Your 14 event turned out to be nothing more than the oldest story in the world. Two men, one woman, trouble.
I admit there's a strong suspicion of motive and intent, but the amount of detail, the description of that chupacabra...
Mulder, what we've walked into here is a Mexican soap opera, and one for the local cops.
Local cops don't care, Scully. I don't know who does.
Okay, well, I care, but what are we supposed to do about it?
Find out what killed Maria Durantes. Take a look at her body.
Well, you do what?
Try to find this man, Eladio Buente. Agent Lozano? Special Agent Mulder, I'm with the FBI.
The FBI? Here?
We're investigating the death of a migrant worker.
Really?
I'm looking for a man named Eladio Buente. He hasn't been seen for 3 days, and he's not in police custody. I thought he might be in INS custody.
He might. Let's see. Okay, we have a Jose Feliciano. We have Juan Valdez. We have Cesar Chavez. We have Placido Domingo here. But I don't see any Eladio Buente.
So you are telling me that no one here uses their real name.
What is this man wanted for?
Possibly the murder of a woman named Maria Durantes.
Oh, man. The Chupacabra?
Yeah. You've heard of it. You don't believe it.
I believe these people. Their lives are small. So they have to make these fantasies just to keep on going, to feel alive. Because they're strangers here. They feel hated, unwanted. Whenever their passions become inflamed, they resort to violence. And then they cannot turn to the law, so they make up these fantastic tales. Call it anything you want, but this is an age-old story.
I've heard that.
Well, let's see if we can find your Eladio Buente.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Can I help you?
I'm Agent Dana Scully with the FBI. I'm investigating the death of a migrant worker.
Juan or Juanita?
I'm sorry?
Doe, a man or a woman?
A woman named Maria Durantes. I need to determine a cause of death in order to close out an investigation.
Well, it sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't think I've been able to get to her yet.
Well, I'm a medical doctor. If you show me the body, I can examine it myself.
It's in the fridge.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
That's her. Oh, my God.
This must be him.
Why is he segregated like this?
¿Por qué lo tienen segregado?
Los otros detenidos lo molestaban mucho. Ninguno se le acerca a él. Le tienen un miedo terrible.
See, the other detainees were giving him a hard time, causing trouble. They don't want to go near him.
They think he's the chupacabra.
That may be, but I will tell you with a tremendous degree of certainty, this guy is not Eric Estrada. Puente! El FBI quieren hacerte unas preguntas.
Ask him if he killed Maria Durantes.
¿Quieres saber si mataste a Maria Durantes?
No. No lo hice. Soy inocente. No soy asesino.
What do you say?
I didn't do it.
Ask him what happened.
¿Qué fue lo que pasó?
Hubo un ruido como un relámpago muy cerca.
It was a noise like thunder, but very close. No. And then there was lightning, very bright. It blinded me.
And
I fell to the ground. And then I felt the hot rain fall on me. And when I finally could open my eyes and see,
vi a Chivo muerto y luego vi a María.
I saw the dead goat, and then I saw María. Maria.
Y dio mi nombre una vez. Tirada en la lluvia, a María.
She called my name. Once, she was lying in a puddle of yellow rain.
Algo le había comido la cara.
Something had eaten at her face.
Pero murió en mis brazos, Señor.
And I held her in my arms, and then she died.
Y empecé a gritar y a correr.
And then I got up and I ran, screaming.
¡Soy inocente!
This guy is better than Eric Estrada.
¿Dónde
quieres
que vaya?
La misma lucha que siempre.
¡Mira! 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 ¡Mira!
What's gonna happen to him?
He'll get his 45 seconds before the judge and he'll be placed in a southbound bus.
Is there any way to delay that?
Why would you want to do that?
Try to solve an unexplained death.
I don't think the FBI's got better things to do. File your paperwork. By the time they process it, he'll probably be back here anyway.
Put him in the front. Come on, up front. Let's go.
Did you find Eladio Buente?
Yeah, I found him.
Did he confess to the murder of Maria Durantes?
Not exactly, no.
Did he tell you what happened?
Flash of light, yellow rain. Maria! Maria!
He didn't kill her, Mulder. I examined the body of Maria Durantes, and I believe that her cause of death was natural, albeit strange. She seems to have succumbed to a massive fungal infection.
A fungus?
Aspergillus, according to the coroner. It's a mold that's found in Dead leaves, compost, even household dust.
And it can kill?
Not normally. It's actually very common and quite harmless.
You don't think that's weird?
Well, aspergillus can be lethal to people with immunodeficiencies, like AIDS patients and transplant recipients. I found high levels of methyl bromide in her blood workup. It's a pesticide that's used for soil sterilization. Highly toxic. Now, I think that her body was so ravaged by pesticides that a normally benign fungus may have compromised her whole immune system.
Still doesn't explain the flash of light and the yellow rain. And El Chupacabra.
Mulder, I know you don't want to hear this, but I think the aliens in this story are not the villains, they're the victims. Look at that.
Appears
this man died of systemic shock brought on by what appears to be another massive fungal infection.
The same fungus that killed Maria Durantes?
No, it looks dissimilar. I don't know what this is, but its speed and its aggressiveness are frightening. The infection's covered 90% of his body, through both layers of skin.
Did you find him?
We were able to round up most of the people who escaped from this vehicle, but Eladio Buente wasn't among them.
No one knows where he ran?
Agent Lozano, this is my partner, Agent Scully.
They all run the other way, away from the Chupacabras, the man they say is responsible for this tragedy.
Eladio Buente didn't kill this man. He didn't kill anybody.
I'm not so sure about that, Scully.
Mulder, this is the work of a pathogen of some kind of a highly virulent strain.
I'm not questioning that, but right now, Eladio Buente is the only connection we have to this death and to the death of Maria Durantes, which is why I need you to spare any manpower you can to try to find him.
Manpower? We don't have the resources to go chasing after one poor illegal.
Mulder, whatever you hope to learn by finding this man, we have to first make a definitive classification of the fungi taken from the victims. I need to isolate it, and I need to get a sample of it to a mycologist as quickly as possible.
Good, you should do that, while Agent Lozano and I try to find El Chupacabra.
Te molesta que te vea así, ¿no es cierto?
¿Por qué había de molestarme? Soy tu mujer.
Sí.
Señor, what do you want? Necesito regresar a México.
You want to go back?
¿Estás loco? Sé que tienes una troca, la que me trajo aquí.
We haul mucha basura with that truck. What makes you think we haul it back?
Mande al chauffeur que vaya a la frontera. Necesito que me lleve. Te pago.
Dame dinero.
No tengo dinero ahora, señor. Bueno, lo daré cuando regrese a México.
How long have you been in this country? Ni crédito, ni caridad. Aquí es America, you dumb wet.
Por favor, señor. Tendré dinero. Debo irme de aquí.
Truck stop at dusk. No dinero. No ride. Comprende?
Sí. Dinero.
Dinero.
Thank you.
Dos.
Trabajo.
Trabajo. Más fuerte que esto.
Trabajo.
Bien.
Trabajo.
In the
back.
Let's go.
I only need two, amigo. Dos.
Hey, out of the truck. I got work to do. Hey, where are you going?
You'll have to do.
What you're looking at, Agent Scully, is the most ubiquitous fungal spore known to mankind, dermatophytosis.
Athlete's foot?
One of the great survivors of countless extermination efforts, historically underrated and unfairly overshadowed by the ever-popular cockroach.
But our body has natural defenses against this kind of invasion. I mean, even in the absence of an immunoresponse, that fungi like this one or like the aspergillus sample that I gave you, don't they need the right environment to multiply?
Yes, unless they have help.
What's this?
It's an enzyme I isolated from both your specimens, but that's about all I can tell you. It's unlike any enzyme I've ever seen.
So it's not the fungi, but the enzyme that kills?
Acting as a catalyst, as an accelerant. Let me show you. This is Puccinia graminis. Black stem rust. It's been the cause of a fairly containable crop blight here in the valley. Say, if this were to get out into the environment, dermatophytosis might give the cockroach a run for its money.
He was here, all right. They say he got into the truck of a foreman named Culver.
Story's out.
Oh, yeah. I told you, these people love their stories. The one thing that keeps them from going mad when they're out there standing on a street corner all day waiting for work.
So they really don't think he's the chupacabra?
No, they're certain of it.
Did you tell them about the fungal infection?
Yeah, they wouldn't listen. They are only interested in what will become of Eladio Buente.
What will become of him?
When his brother finds him.
He'll kill him?
Yes, probably. A man cannot live with vengeance in his heart.
So we gotta find him first.
My mother used to say that blood should be left to cleanse itself. God curses the man who stands between two brothers.
Well, in this case, he'll curse the man who doesn't.
Señor! Señor! Jefe! Señor Culver! Jefe! Jefe!
Radio. Eladio Buente, salte de ahí. No seas cobarde. Salte como hombre para partirte tu cara, cabrón.
Gabriel!
Voy a México, ven conmigo, Gabriel.
¿Has perdido la mente? ¿Quieres que pierda mi trabajo?
Tengo mucho miedo. Mi hermano me quiere matar por algo que yo no hice.
Dicen que tú eres el chupacabra. Y que mataste a María Dorantes y a muchos más.
Gabriel, no soy asesino.
¡Cállate! La dueña de la casa nos va a escuchar.
Gabriel, por favor. Necesito tu ayuda. Necesito dinero.
Mi trabajo de noche en la ranchera. Me paga esta noche.
Gabriel, no puedo esperar. No puedo.
¿Y Mario?
Mulder, it's me.
Hey, Scully, where are you?
I'm at the State University Bio Department. Mulder, listen to me. I think you're right. I think Eladio Buente is responsible for those two deaths.
Responsible how?
By spreading an enzyme produced by what appears to be a new strain of conidial fungi.
How's he spreading it?
My guess is by touch.
No, I saw this man, Scully. He was unaffected.
He could be just a carrier, then, a kind of typhoid Mary.
You're saying it's a new strain?
Yes. Mulder, it is extremely important that you not come into direct contact with this fungus. You must not inhale it. You must not touch it.
Careful. Scully, I've been thinking. I know that's dangerous, but just bear with me. These 40 intransients, what the women described, they could have been caused by an object falling at a high rate of speed through the atmosphere, creating a sonic boom and a flash of light, what astronomers call a bolide.
A bolide?
Created by a meteorite or a piece of extraplanetary material.
Of which 2,000 tons fall to the Earth every day. Now, in this yellow rain, the space debris could have fallen in a nearby lake, superheating the water and sending it skyward, which would mean that this is alien.
Mulder. I think this is beside the point right now.
Oh, and the fungus.
Mulder, let me work on the fungus, okay? What you need to do right now is to find the man who may be spreading it.
Okay.
So, you got your own stories, too, huh? Hey, it's El Barbero.
Hey, Lozano. I hear you're looking for the chupacabra. For a modest fee. I can tell you where he might be found.
Agent Lozano.
They all dead.
How does this man keep eluding us?
These people are invisible. You look at them and you don't see them. Just workers, cheap labor to pick crops and clean houses. To most people, they're aliens in the true sense of the word.
Ay, el chupacabra. Ay, el cuerpo chupacabra.
Calm down.
¿Cómo está chupacabra? Can a man do this? Can Eladio Buente do this? Eladio, he went to his cousin Gabriela's house asking for money.
When?
Today. He said he killed nobody. But Soledad, He went to Gabriela's house trying to kill Eladio.
Calm down.
¿Quién es?
Gabriel Guente. This is Agent Lozano, INS. Open up.
Where is he?
¿Qué?
Don't give me your qué. You know who. Where is he? Eladio.
He is not in here. Please, I would not let Eladio Buende in here. Please, you mustn't leave me.
Maybe you should check the back.
What about his brother, Soledad?
No. He's not here. No one is here. I'm alone.
Have you seen either of them?
But I'm afraid because of what they say about Eladio. About El Chupacabra.
There is no El Chupacabra, Gabriel. Eladio is a very sick man. If he comes here, you must not let him in. If he comes to this door, you must call the police. Do you understand?
There's nobody. I want to be watching you, Chiquita. Every move. Comprendes?
I think we should hold up a minute.
For what?
Something's going on here.
No restaurant. You know you have to pay for all that. Hey, what the hell are you doing? Come back here. Now you're gonna clean that up. Hey!
Brother, Soledad.
Bueno.
Eladio?
Sí, Gabriel. ¿Dónde estás? ¿Por qué no viniste a trabajar?
Escúchame, Eladio. Soledad. Ya no puedo mentir más. ¿Eladio? ¡Eladio!
Pues, mi propio hermano me mató a mi María. Yo solo quiero de venganza entre los hermanos. Yo solo quiero vengarme. Solo quiero vengarme, pues.
Como abogado,
todo lo que diga puede ser atado.
¡Eladio!
¡Cállate, loco!
¡Estás muerto!
¡Cállate la boca!
No.
¿Qué tienes miedo?
¡Mira! ¡Mira tu cara! ¿Tú eres lo que dices?
No.
¡Te mataste a María Dora! ¡Tú eres el chupacabra!
Mario Puente.
He's not here. He's gone.
Gone where?
To me. Where he can hide his terrible face.
How's he gonna get to Mexico?
I gave him all my money.
You gave him your money?
Yes, because I was afraid. I was afraid that Chupacabra would kill me too.
What can I say?
How are we gonna find this man?
Good luck. I'm gonna go process the brother.
She said about Eladio Buente, about his face.
I don't know what to believe anymore, Scully. These people sure love their stories.
Mulder, he could be anywhere right now. If he were to enter a metropolitan area with what he's carrying.
He won't.
If he's going to Mexico.
She's lying. If this man really thinks he killed Maria Dorantes, he won't be going to Mexico.
Then where is he going?
The same place Agent Lozano and Eladio's brother are going.
He's gonna face his brother.
I don't understand.
God curses the man who stands between two brothers. Get on your cell phone and have a hazmat team assembled.
Eladio Muerte! Come on out! Be a man and face your brother!
Madre de Dios. ¡Eladio, no!
¡Párate, Eladio!
¡No!
¡Párate!
¡Tienes que ir!
¡No!
More chupacabras coming to save Eladio. I slammed the door and prayed that they would not come to kill me too.
But what happened to Soledad?
He was taken up by El Chupacabra. He will suffer for his treachery. He is made to suck the blood of only the sick and dying goats when the Chupacabra comes to feed.
That's not what Gabriela said.
What does Gabriela know? I was there. I saw it with my own eyes.
Gabriela said that she lied to the FBI so that her cousin Eladio might live. But La Migra Lozano knew that Soledad could not live with vengeance in his heart.
Turn around and face the man whose love you killed.
You killed Maria because she wouldn't love you. Because her heart belongs to only one man. Don't make me shoot you in the back, Eladio! Turn! See my tears! Turn around like a man!
No. No soy un hombre! Soy un chupacabra!
Shoot! Shoot! La Migra shouted. Soledad began to cry. No. No, cried Soledad. I cannot shoot my brother. He is my brother. My flesh, my blood.
Shoot him! He's a chupacabra!
Shouted La Migra.
Cannot let him go!
He is the goat sucker and he must be killed! Soledad, he could not kill Hilario because he knew I would never forgive him.
¿Qué pasó?
La Migra Lozano tried to pull the gun from Soledad's hand, calling him a coward. No! Cried Soledad. He is my brother! And the gun went off! Bang! Bang! La Migra Lozano fell dead. Pero no! La Migra Lozano brought Soledad to kill Hilario so that he would not be cursed. Soka cursed Soledad for his treachery. Turned him into the chupacabra, like his brother.
¿Y lo has visto? ¿A tu primo?
No. Together, they run to Mexico.
The chupacabra?
Yes, sir.
Frankly, I'm confused by this story.
I don't blame you.
We can't exactly explain it ourselves, sir.
At any rate, we arrived just after the hazmat team. They established a perimeter, then secured the area. An eyewitness was found, but her testimony was questionable.
The hazmat team were able to contain the fungal infection within the migrant camp. No other casualties were reported. We found no other traces of the accelerating enzyme.
Except on the body of Agent Lozano, we found him dead at the scene with a bullet wound to the chest.
And with the fungal infection already starting to eat away at him.
What happened to the brothers?
They were nowhere to be found. Lozano's revolver turned up 10 miles away, near the car of a man known locally as El Barbera.
Apparently, the brothers paid this man for a ride to Mexico, but they didn't get very far.
So these men are still at large, carrying a highly contagious fungus that can kill a man in his tracks?
It's not a fungus, sir, actually. It's an enzyme to which the brothers had an abnormal tolerance and which came from what I believe to be an anti-enzyme gene.
And this enzyme came from where?
Outer space, sir.
So this is the story you're asking me to report. You would think with the resources we have, we'd be able to find these men. I'm not hearing a good explanation why this hasn't happened.
Well, sir, they have a way of being almost invisible.
The truth is, nobody cares.
This.